Though some handouts from what I taught last week. It's got the what was like a test when I asked you, but it's not a test, but could be. Handouts here, and if you want a copy, then feel free. There's only one, both sides, but it's just one sheet. All right, let's turn to Philemon, and let's see if we can actually finish some things here. All right, verses 15 through 16. Perhaps he therefore departed, talking about Onesimus. Paul says, for perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more to thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And so, there's this perhaps that he puts in there. I kind of like it. Perhaps he therefore departed for a season that thou shouldest receive him forever, and not as just a servant, but as a brother. it is this thing, it is this, the perhaps of it, is this. We know the scripture in Romans. All things work together for good to them who are called according to his purpose, who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. All right, and so we know the scripture, or we know how to say it, or, do that with our mouth. But I mean, the real meaning is what I'm trying to get at here. And that is, there's a perhaps to that scripture. The perhaps is, all things don't work together for good for everybody. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say everything just work. Everything will work out. You know, don't you love people that say that? You know, everything will work out. And go, no, it's not. It's going to be ugly. Stop shoving things at me. Yeah. Go to your room. It just worked out. Just kidding. But you know, it is this reality that all things work together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose. The called according to his purpose. And the next verse states what that purpose is. And that purpose is that we might be conformed to the image of his son. All right. So here's the point of that, and here's how that works within the reality of Onesimus. For Onesimus, it's all going to work out for good. And that's God's. Everything isn't going to be good. It's going to work out for the good. But everything isn't good. Doesn't say everything's good. Everything will be good for, because it won't. The cross wasn't good in the sense of what we think, and yet it did work out for good. because Jesus was called according to the Father's purpose. So there are those who are called of God to be ministers, but it doesn't say those who are called. It says the called. And there's a difference between having a calling and the calling to be conformed to the image of Christ. One is an A and the other is a the. The is it, and A is okay. Okay, it's A okay. But there is the Lord is trying to bring us to the image of Christ. It doesn't matter what your calling is. It doesn't matter, because within that calling, if you're meant to be a missionary in darkest Africa and are daily living in fear of your life being, shot with a dart or, whatever, that's just it, Yeah. Anyway, then you can still live a life that is being conformed to the image of Christ. And we think, okay, I've had Bible school students say to me, well, when I was in Bible school, you know, I could really, really focus in on being conformed to the image of Christ. You know, no, you could focus in on the teaching. But there comes a time when God wants you to focus in on the reality of it, and he's going to organize or arrange, better word, he's going to arrange circumstances so that you can become conformed to the image of Christ. Okay, he's going to do that for you. And but it'll only be for you, not you.
Yes.
And here's what I mean by that: it's not for the you that just wants, you know, Jesus to bless you or help you or use you or whatever. It's for the you that wants to be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen.
Then you can be assured that no matter if you are a slave girl in Syria to Naaman or a slave boy here at New Creation, whatever, you know, whatever, however your weird view is, it doesn't matter. You're either the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ or in some manner the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, or in some manner you are given to being conformed. We were talking about it on the blog thing yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that Moses glowed, and yet that was not the end. That didn't show the end of it. And then Jesus talks about, you know, let others see your good works that you may shine forth, that it may glorify your Father and stuff like that. And then in Philippians 2, it starts talking about it is God at work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Therefore, do what? It's God working in me to do this. What is it? What could it possibly be? What are the following words? Do all things without disputing and murmurings, that you may be seen as the sons of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. No, that's it. That's Christ being formed in you. That's Christ crucified being formed in you, so that you're not always having to wrestle and go, well, this isn't right. And, you know, I have to murmur. I have to, because this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm called to this. I'm called to dispute, and I'm called to murmur and to not like. I'm God's prophet or prophetess. It is my place to not like. No, you are to be conformed to the image of Christ. And then when God's working in you to do and to will, it is in this manner, in this spirit. Do all things. What things? No, you just meant some things. No, do all things. Okay, so Let's take from last class and let's talk about that little slave girl. Well, this isn't right, but this I'm gonna go along with. I'm not gonna murmur about this one. You see, what would make the difference between this isn't right and, well, okay, that's not right, but I'm gonna go along with this. What would make the difference in one person who can do both at different times? What's the difference? Pardon?
One's not as bad as the other.
One's not as bad, but why is one not as bad as the other? What is it, Carolyn?
I was thinking
the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so it's still neither one is Christ. Anybody else? Jerry, you got a comment? Well, It's personal issues. Personal, that's all it is. It's personal choices and preferences, as opposed to, well, I don't have to have that. So let's go with this little slave girl. So he says, okay, well, I want you from now on, I want you to, don't do this or go do that. And she goes, I can handle that. But when he crosses her personal preferences or the thing that she thinks she ought to have a right to, because she was once not a slave girl and she was once free and she's an Israelite, and everybody knows Israelites are better than Syrians, and on and on and on and on, then all this stuff, we're not talking about, over here it could be a little bit of, well, this just isn't right, but, you know, I'm going to lay down my life. That's what we say. That's what we say. Okay, but in this case, I'm not. I am going to do this with murmuring and disputings, that I may be seen as the sons of the living devil. Am I right? It's the opposite of what the scripture said, and therefore that's the way we're going to be viewed by him. Jesus said, you're of your father the devil at one point. You go, why is he so mean? No, why is he so real? You know? Because that's not... He went on to say, when he said you are of your father the devil, he went on to say, because the works that he does, you do. You can't hold your tongue. He can't either. You have to make your point. Trust me, he does too. That's what Jesus is saying to him. He has to. But see. Okay, so you got the slave girl from the last class that we taught. You got Onesimus here. And before, he was in a situation where he was in bondage and it was wrong, and I'm going to run away and I'm going to be free. Okay, let's consider motivation. Let's consider God's motivation. Let's just say that God allowed it to work where he could slip away and run away. Okay? Let's just say that God allowed that. Not that he did it, but he allowed it because he knew down the road he was going to bump into Paul and he was going to get saved and be free. Okay? God didn't allow it for freedom from slavery. He allowed it from freedom of bondage within to slavery. Come on. Either this is the truth or it's not the truth. If it's not the truth, turn off the Skype and turn out the lights and let's get out of here. But if it's the truth, then we need to at least acknowledge all the things that are in us by Christ Jesus and in Christ Jesus, according to the scriptures here in Philemon. So there is this thing, all things work together for good, you know. No, forget it. It's not going to. You have to forget the concept and just work on the concept of, I want to be conformed to the image of Christ. Then it will. You don't have to worry about it. You don't even have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. We'll have to dial that in. You don't dial it in. It's just there if you're going to be conformed to the image of Christ. You don't have to go, I wonder where's this going to end up? It's going to end up with you conformed to Christ. You say, well, I want it to end up good. Okay, well, it is. That's the good, to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's the eternal good. And it'll be good for you. Onesimus came back and he was okay. He was like, I'm not in bondage anymore. I can do all things without murmuring and disputing. And that's what Paul is saying to him. He was unprofitable. And man, I admit it, and he does too. But now, how much more to you? Since he's been profitable to me, how much more will he be Onesimus to you? Profitable, yes.
That person said that I've begotten him through my bonds. It's right. Like this guy was set free from being birthed out from someone who was in bondage in prison.
And free.
And he was begotten out of that spirit.
Right.
Paul, that is tremendous. That was his father.
Well, then that's what he says. That's what Paul says. That this is my son. This is my heart. What do you mean by that? He's been birthed out of my womb that was also a prisoner, but I'm the prisoner of the Lord. And you know, folks, and I shared this early on, you know that Onesimus looked at Paul and went, you are handling this really well. You know what I mean? This is, you know, what have you got? Yeah, Robert?
I was just thinking about all things working. The natural man will apply that to his natural self. But it's not a natural, it's not meant, intended for the natural man.
No, it's not.
It's intended for the spirit.
We always go there, and we will, because until Christ has been revealed at the cross and we've seen that we are dead there, then we have nothing else to refer it to. We really don't. That's why we must see Christ and him crucified. We must see the cross in relationship to us being crucified with him. Anyway, so, I hope you're getting the idea of this letter. It's incredible. It's got all of this gushing forth from reality that's making it and forming it, just like that story last class of the little girl that was a slave girl, and it produced this incredible tree, as it were, and Naaman is going, I'll go in with the king and I'll bow with him to help him kneel down before his gods. But in my heart, I do not bow to that anymore. That is not who I am. You know, change, baby. He lost his leprosy. Get it? Not just the physical. He lost the problems that he had with his flesh. That was the other thing that I could have mentioned was, you know, this guy's irritable, being a leper. All right, so let's go on to verse 17. And we'll read 17, 18, and 19a, which means the first part of 19. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee anything, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay. All right, so here we have Paul's, I don't know how to even word this. Paul is now speaking from the way it should be. It's the way we should speak. Paul is now speaking from Christ crucified. Okay, well, we know what that means, so we're deep. Paul is speaking, I don't know, I'm just this rough sometimes. Paul is speaking from the heart of God, but the heart of God is in him.
Yes, that's right.
Glory to God, my God! Yes. It's working! Can you see the Father going, it's working! It's my Son! Oh, don't stop! Don't say it and then not do it. Don't claim you believe it and then live like the Acts Bible School coming in the future. Just kidding. Or New Creation Fellowship. Not really, Jim. Just joking. All right, so there's this reality that Paul really has nothing to do with this situation. And he's taking total responsibility for it.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. He didn't mess up. He's placed himself right in the middle of it, and he's taken all the blame and all the thing. But he's also doing something else that we that are spiritual forget. And that is, he's talking from a viewpoint of imputation, not impartation, because that's coming. Onesimus hadn't had it. He's not mature enough to have all this imparted by life in Christ. And understand what I'm saying? It's not imparted yet where he's living it. He's just new, so God imputes. And his words are, if thou count me, therefore, a partner, receive him as myself. I impute myself to him so that when you see him, you see me. Is Paul imparted into him yet? No. So he has to impute what is his to him to cover. It's a part, but we forget that, see. So we look at somebody and go, well, you're supposed to be imparted, baby. And look at you. Look how you act. You don't act imparted. And they go, well, I'm not. You know, they're just growing. They don't know, you know. And yet we're putting expectations upon them of the highest impartations. Christ crucified himself. Where is he in you, little two-year-old? You know, two-month-old in some cases. You know, we're so spiritual. You know, satanically, I mean. No. Not really, but it's the opposite of Christ. So, you know, let's put it this way. It's the opposite of his nature. So whatever that means. Yes, Mallory.
Jesus was all about the little kids coming. Yes. And he said the kingdom of heaven is made such as those. And I don't know that he meant only physical small children, but just the immature in general is the vast majority of what the kingdom is, and that needs to be. If Christ has really formed in you, then you're okay with that. Yes. You know.
And you, I mean, you're seeing it here. You're seeing it with Onesimus, whatever he was. Paul saw him as a young baby just born, and he's given him everything. Okay, he's covering him. He's imputing to him. He is yet to impart to him. He may have done some imparting to Philemon. But he's still in the early stage of imputing to Onesimus. All right, so if thou count me a partner, receive him as myself. Now, isn't that what Jesus did with us? But we forgot that was a great and wonderful thing, and we drop that, and then we start putting expectations on everyone else. See? Shouldn't we receive them as Christ Jesus? And that, isn't that what he said to, what was it? I forget which church. But he said, you receive me even as Christ Jesus. Meaning, you're receiving me as if imputing Christ to me. Not imparting, not that he's Christ. What a wonderful thing if the church would do more imputing instead of impugning. All right. If he hath wronged thee, well, sure he did. The runaway slave. That ain't right. You know, this is the laws of the land. Can't do this. And back then they had the right to put a runaway slave to death. or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I would have said, if I was Philemon, I'd have said, Paul, we know you got a big stash of money somewhere. You know, like, okay, I'll put it on your account. You know, how much salary do you get every year? If he owes you anything, if he has wronged you, if he has wronged you, put that on my account. That's Jesus. That's it. That's the right answer. That is why this letter got written and has stayed around so long. Because it is reaching the pinnacle. It is not just seeing Christ crucified, which is, we'd say, the pinnacle. But it is when that very thing, yes, that, but that now in his body. Flesh, yes. Mortal flesh, you know. Bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Isn't this an example of that? You know, if he's wronged you, put that on me. If he owes you aught, anything, put that on me. When you think of him, then, and you have angry feelings, put it on me. If you think of him I'd like you to think of him in the way that you perceive me in Christ. As my son. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way I want you. We're one. We're one. And Paul just imputed that to us, the runaway slave that he led to the Lord. He just said, I'll impute this to you. Why would you do that? Because it's the one we serve. Why do you let these people here? You don't deserve to be in prison, because it's the nature of the one that we love and are one with and lives in us. This is who we are. And Onesimus somehow went, God, I'm in such bondage, I would love that. Yeah. See, the way Christianity is now, it's like, come down to the altar. If you don't know Jesus, come down here and get everything you want. He'll make you happy. He'll fix your problems. He'll just do all of these wonderful things. Come on down. See, and they call that an altar. Altar's where you give up something, not you get. You don't go down there to the altar and he goes, Jesus goes, here's all the good stuff. He goes, give it up. You know, lay it down. That's right. Come follow me, but follow my spirit, not just follow me around, you know, the Sea of Galilee. You know, footprints in the sand. Excuse me for that. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Oh, my, that's Jesus. I will repay your debt. You're the thing that you did wrong. Okay, so what is Paul trying to get Philemon to do? Live by Christ crucified, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, isn't that really what he's trying to do? Yeah.
I was just thinking, he's really going to have to do that. First of all, just to allow the forgiveness and all that. But also, Onesimus is a babe. So he's not necessarily conformed to the image, and he's probably going to be making more mistakes.
Absolutely.
And things like that.
Absolutely.
But you know, and so it's going to take Christ crucified.
Yes.
By
Lenin. Amen.
To fulfill this, you know.
Right.
I mean, like, it's not just, oh, okay, the day one. But
right.
Then there's going to be day two, day three, and, you know, and he's going to have to live it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And Paul's goal was to say in Colossians, which, by the way, remember, it was written at the same time and traveled with Tychicus and Onesimus to the Colossian church, and then the private letter to Philemon, who's the church meets in his home. His whole thing there is to bring the Colossian church in to Christ crucified and to know him and to live by him. This letter is just a small microcosm of one person in that church. This is what I can hear Paul. I can just hear, this is what I preach. I see Jesus. I see his heart. I see the way he is. I must be this way. Just like Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And what was working in him is working in me. And I want it to work in you. I just read it. God help us all. Even the mystery which hath been hidden from ages and from generations and now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, but that ain't it, is it? That's not all of it. Whom we preach. He didn't say, I preach Jesus as Savior. He said, I preach Christ in you. Christ in you will save you from a lot of stuff.
Amen.
Okay, but that's still not all. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So he's going, he's writing this to the Colossians. They're going to get this. So to the Colossians, he's telling what's working in him. In Philemon, letter going right along with it, he's living it. Man, but wait, there's one more verse in that chapter. And it says, For this I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. My God, people. That is just incredible. He tells, whatever he's saying and doing here, and Paul, you know, put that on my account, and you know, I impute what I am to him and all of that stuff. He's seen it in Jesus, and now he knows Jesus is in us, and he wants Philemon to live according to that, but if he doesn't, he must live according to it. But he says, I'm trying to present every man perfect, mature by that Spirit in Christ. And I do that by his mighty work, his work that works in me mightily, in me. This is something that's got me. What is it? Verse 27, Christ in me. And this is what I can hear him. I mean, he's not even saying it here in Philemon, but I hear him saying, this is what I desire for you, Philemon, and for this Colossian church, that this church would really get hold of Christ crucified in this manner. All right. Verse 19b, the second half, in other words, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me thine own self besides, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord, refresh my heart in the Lord, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. All right, this is a whole nother angle brought in. This is a whole nother angle of the Lord that's being brought in. And what you're hearing is, you're hearing, Paul does this a lot. He says, he feels ashamed when he does this, but he says ashamedly what they ought to be thinking. He does it a lot. I'm telling you, he does. I mean, if you don't know that, you need to search the scriptures, because this brother, and he says, you know, it sounds like I'm glorying in myself, and I'm not, or I'm lifting myself up, but da 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 da. And he's trying to save them by putting God's thoughts that work in him. And if he was in that situation, he'd do that. But he's trying to put them in there because it's almost like they're foreign thoughts to them. So they have to be introduced to a whole nother mind. But the way to get that is let this mind be in you, but they haven't. So he's trying to go, This is really, you know, it's almost like from behind the curtain, you know, this is really the way you ought to be thinking, you know? Okay, so let's picture these words with Jesus talking to us, all right? Albeit, this is Jesus saying to you and me, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. I mean, shouldn't you be considering the fact that I bought you, I paid for you? And remember that Paul led Philemon to the Lord. So he's saying, you know, forget those two. We should be thinking, you know, Lord, you know better. You live this. I owe you my life because you have given it, and you have paid, and you took my burden, and you took my debt, and you took all of this stuff. Why can I not, in the circumstances, remember, whatever, I don't even know what the words are, but call into action the reality, Jesus, that there shouldn't be any hesitation on my part. If nothing else, I owe you everything. Yes. I mean, if, you know, And I hate going back to the creator thing because Christ crucified is the eternal God. But if you just go back to God being a creator and taking clay and going like this and going, there you are, you go, oh, you're everything now. I ought to. I wouldn't have even come into existence. But again, I hate even going to that because it's still just a work and it's not the eternal Christ. So the Lord would say to us all, you know, however, you know, albeit, I don't want to say this. Even the word, he's not saying, by the way, he's saying, albeit, I do not say to thee, you just said it. But what did he mean by that? What he meant by that is, I don't want to say this. This is a shame I have to say this, because this should already be working in you. That you owe even thine own self besides. So then he's still speaking like Jesus would, or he's with Jesus' hopes and dreams of that nature being formed in us. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Let this thing be Christ. Let it be the way it should be. Refresh my bowels in the Lord, my heart in the Lord. See, he's saying that to Philemon, but Jesus is saying that to us. Come on, refresh me. You know, let me have joy in thee, in the Lord, in these things. Really, I'm serious. I know, you know, and I'm an idiot, so I don't know anything. But I sense that this is the heart of the Lord bleeding out of here. And I hear his thoughts that he doesn't ever want to speak because he wants them to rise out of our hearts toward him. But he has to say them because we're so hard and self-focused and everything that it's just foreign to us, and we don't even get it. Well, I don't even get that sentence or that verse or whatever. And you know, but it is the Lord. It's the Lord in Paul doing it just that same way. That same way. Albeit, I do not say to thee how, I don't even want to say it. Hey, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord in this. Refresh my heart. Refresh my heart by responding this way. And then he says, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. So he's actually referring to obedience. But it's not obedience to his authority, but to this way of Christ crucified. I knew you would do this. I've seen you do it with, I've seen you refresh. Remember it says you refreshed the saints. Remember it says that. Now he's saying, refresh me also in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. He's saying it again. It's this one spirit thing. And he just removes all doubt and he just lives in a place of peace with the Lord. And Paul says, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than what I say, that you've got so much more in you than the stuff I'm trying to bring out. And I know you're going to live this, and I know this is going to flow out from the Lord. And then finally, just the closing. But with all, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. And there it is. There it is. He's in prison. And he's not saying, pray that the earthquake comes again. He's not saying that. He's saying, pray that I will be given unto you. What words? What words? That I would be given unto you, like I am some sort of offering or something. Not that God would shake everything and make me free. No, I just want to be given unto you through the hands of the crucified, through his work in me, that I could be there with you. And through your prayers, not through prayers for miracles, through your prayers that I can be given to you, not that you would be given to me. There salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas. And you know what happens to Demas, don't you? If you don't. Lucas, my fellow laborers. There's Luke. There's Luke, the writer of the Gospel of Luke. You say, well, why didn't he mention anything about Paul? He did. He also wrote the book of Acts. And mentions quite a bit. My fellow laborers, my fellow laborers. He didn't say those that work in my ministry. My fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. May you have this spirit. This spirit.
Amen.
That's what he said next. Amen. You just had a word from the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this Philemon class, and Lord, I finished it. We know it's not about miracles, but this is it. We are blessed. And may, Lord, may this class and may your heart that is communicated by Paul to this man and to really to this church be in us. And may I, as your slave, your servant, communicate life to this Bible school and this church. And may it be, may it spring from living waters that are within all that is within me in Christ, not out of me. And may we all have those living wells flowing one to another, ready to impute when needed, and not always looking for impartation, and to be patient and kind-hearted by your Spirit. To bring us all, like you said, through Paul, to bring us all till we all come to the measure, the stature, the fullness that is Christ and not us, not some measure we attain on our own. We love you so much, Jesus. You're so beautiful to us. You are so beautiful to us. And you are in each and every one of us here. And we want an increase. We want to be conformed more and more to your image so that your heart would be refreshed and so that you would find joy in our flow and submission to your Spirit. May your grace be with our spirit as we proceed toward you in fullness. In Jesus' name, Lord, in your name, amen. All right. If you want one of these, they're up here. Feel free to come take one.